You would have heard them a bit recently on the station. Well, now they are performing right here in Ōtautahi at Space Academy this weekend. I'm talking about the very, very good band Sheeps, and I'm very lucky to have one of those band members, Dean, on the line with me. Good morning, Dean.
Kia ora, Liam. How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Tired, but good. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for the honesty. I appreciate it.
I'm now, quite
honest. Hey, congratulations. You guys have kind of really come out of the woodwork with a bit of a bang and some great, great songs. For our audience, do you just kind of want to talk about Sheeps a little bit and how you guys got started?
Yeah, firstly, appreciate the your words you just said. Thank you. We started actually quite a while ago. It may seem like we came out of the woodwork, but we've actually been kind of in iteration for about 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was playing in bands as a teenager, same with a few of the other members, separately, well, two of us together. And then in about 2015, after a patch of writer's block, I kind of had an epiphany that I should start playing with my brother, who was very talented and into very similar music as me. So
yeah, right.
I was like, let's have a jam. Played over a song I was writing straight away, Chemistry. And then, yeah, so it was just he and I. Then we decided it just felt right to get my partner Grace along on third guitar, just because, you know, never too many guitars.
Yeah, of course.
And then the following year, got Thomas and Blaine, and we've just been chipping away gradually.
Wow. It's like a wee family you got going there. I love it.
Really is.
And you guys have, you've released a couple of bangers this year. March was an exciting month for you. How's that been? Is it because you've obviously released music before, is it one of those things you ever get used to?
Well, yeah, it's been really good. We actually haven't had an official release before, so this is our first
official
release.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we were so lucky to have a close friend of ours, Rich Turner, just, you know, approach us and say, I want to make you guys a video. And we were like, well, this is perfect because we have music ready. And so we showed him Generation I, and he just instantly clicked with it, came up with the concept for the video, loved it. And that took a while, but, you know, these things do. Yeah, so it's been really exciting, yeah. A lot of good feedback. A lot of, actually, really good feedback from other musicians as well.
Yeah,
from,
cool,
you know,
cool.
A lot of bands we respect and like, so that's been really validating.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be, and I think it's really well-deserved, guys. You should be stoked. And, of course, you're playing here on Saturday at Space Academy. Now, what can people expect from a Sheeps live show?
Well, I do try to avoid cliches, but I'm going to throw caution to the wind here and say you can expect a bit of an oral journey. Ooh, sorry about that. Pretty much, yeah, like start to finish, we really try to sculpt our sets the same way we did the album, really thinking about the arc, thinking about not too much dead air, but a bit of interaction with the crowd. So really it's big soundscapes, a bit wall of sound. Sometimes I wonder if we're too heavy, and then sometimes I wonder if we're too soft. I think we're too heavy for like a metal crowd, but we're too soft for a metal crowd, but maybe too heavy for like an indie rock crowd. So we're kind of in between there. If you think maybe like earlier Perfect Circle, 90s Radiohead, that's pretty good.
Say that's a pretty accurate comparison there. I love the thought that's going into it. Would you say by nature you're quite a like thorough planner of your shows?
Yes, I would. I think we could have a bit more planning in terms of if I had my way, we'd probably be having 3 rehearsals a week, every week, yeah, whether shows are coming up or not. But, you know, we can't really do that. But also, like, there's so much professionalism within the band that, you know, we all get together, and by the end of the first rehearsal, it's tight as anything. You know, so we know the songs, we know what we're doing. But in terms of my personality, I think, yeah, I am a bit of a... When it comes to my artistic output, I think I am a bit of a planner.
Right.
But I think,
right,
you know, with recording the album, that was kind of necessary. I love the idea of going into a studio with kind of half-formed songs and having a label that just provides hundreds of thousands of dollars for you to flesh it out in the studio.
Mm.
Obviously, with self-funding, you know, you don't have that luxury. So with this one, I really had it mapped out all beforehand, before we got in there.
Yeah, fair enough, to be honest. And yeah, self-funding is never easy, but you guys...
No.
Yeah, you've got to be commended. Now, what I love about your poster for this tour is the squashed little fly on it. It's very, it really grabs your attention. It's quite fascinating to look at. Where did this aesthetic all come from?
Yeah. So I went to, let me start that again. Simon has a close friend who ended up being the designer for all the album artwork and the posters and everything, the whole campaign. His name is Sean Walker, and he's just brilliant. We really appreciate his work. He's worked with some great artists before. And he just said to us, okay, give me 5 to 10 examples of your favorite album covers. So I sent him De Laust in the Comatorium and Francis the Mute by the Mars Volta. Love that imagery, particularly Storm Ferguson of, I think it's Hypnosis was his company. So that includes album covers like Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, and even Dark Side of the Moon. And we looked at all that, and he said, the thing that they have in common is the central focus. There's a focal point.
Yeah, so, right.
You know, it's something to really catch your attention. And then when I kind of wrote in a bit of a slightly drunken rant onto paper about the... only slightly. About the themes of the album, you know, the kind of churning continuum of the, you know, it's called Working the Machine, which is about the daily grind, it's about industry, it's about capitalism, it's about our role in that, it's about, you know, spending 50 years of your life just getting up every day to go to work so that you can afford to live, to get up every day to go to work, etc., etc., and how that, you know, machines do just wear out and break down. And so he took that information, he thought of the fly banging its head against the glass, you know, again and again,
trying,
get out.
Totally, totally right.
On top of that, the breaking down, the wearing out, he felt was like disintegration. So his aim was to capture that fly as a symbol for us in the working class, just on that point of wearing out and disintegrating. Disintegration being his key word. And I just love it. I think he's done an incredible job.
Oh, it's just brilliant. And even with the choices of fonts and the colour scheme and everything. Anyway, that is getting off track. This is being ridiculous. I love how kind of well thought out and intentional everything is from you guys. So I'm really, really excited for this show on Saturday. Are the tickets still available? Should I be telling the audience to go buy tickets?
Tickets are still available.
Yep.
We would love to meet everyone in Christchurch. Everyone should come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you love that, you know, that sort of really alternative rock. You know, rock is such a blanket term, and even alternative rock now describes something a little less alternative than what it used to. But, you know, if you really are looking for something that is just still a little outside of what's becoming normal, but also it's not angular, it's not in your face, you know, it's still pretty easy to access while still kind of challenging
yeah.
you
yeah.
as a listener, I think. So, yeah, we'd love if people come along. Obviously.
Yeah.
Sorry. In short, yes, tickets are still available.
Great. Well, yeah, to our audience out there, definitely go check that out. Yeah, Dean, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Liam.
And that was Dean Blackwell from the band Sheeps, who have a show right here in Christchurch this weekend. You can get all the details at Sounds Good. Here is Generation I by Sheeps.